to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go harder. Just dig deeper inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive. Just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter. I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and as always, just tapping into your higher self. And I'd like to shout y'all out, man, all the listeners, just for tuning in and just constantly being a strong support system for the podcast. I mean, it's been phenomenal what we have achieved, and we just want to continue to pour into you guys. And today's episode is pretty dope because the concept is how to develop a multi-million dollar plan in your mind. All right. I know that a lot of people talk about million dollar hustles and schemes and all that stuff, but today we're going to essentially break it down piece by piece, brick by brick, what that looks like, what that entails, and what you should actively be doing to get to where you want to go. Now, like I tell people a lot of times, money is a tool. I don't praise money. I don't worship money. Money is effectively a tool that can be utilized to get you to where you want to go. Simple. That's exactly what it is. It's like, you know, people get up, they work every day because they need money. I'm pretty sure if people out there didn't need money, if they were financially in a place and space where they didn't need the capital, that they wouldn't go to work every day. I mean, that's just what it is, right? So the fact that you need money and that you work for money, I think the goal is to place yourself in a position where money is working for you. And that's the most important thing that you want. You want to be placed into a position where money is working for you, and you're not working so hard for money, trying to basically make it. And I think a lot of people, like every day, it's like they get up, they go to work, and it's never enough. It's like you pay your bills. Once you pay your bills and your responsibilities, you look at your bank account and you're like, man, this is struggling. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's part of it at the end of the day, is like actually putting yourself in a position where you can boss up. And when we talk about generational wealth, just having generational wealth that will allow the lineage to thrive within your family, right? So the first thing, I think we need to basically just change our thinking. If you could change your thought process, then you can change your life. I always say that throughout this podcast. And the first thing is to just actually kind of compartmentalize your day and really make sense of what are you doing throughout your day, what is working and what is not working. If you find yourself, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is hop on social media and you just scroll and you scroll and you scroll and you idolize people on social media, you like how they dress. If, you know, you're a guy and you're just looking at women all day on social media. If you're a woman, you're looking at men all day, you're just lusting, or you're just being financially shallow and looking at things to buy. You need to kind of strategize what you're doing with your day. And I think that that's important. I think that that's what separates successful people from individuals who never truly attain their goals and get to where they need to go. So there's nothing wrong with having downtime. I tell people that all the time. It can't be work, work, work. However, you know, there needs to be balance, and you need to be able to be in a space and place where you're able to essentially maximize your time. So, you know, you can have downtime, but structure is key. One thing that I always feel is important is passion. So to find something that you're passionate about and that you're good at. And once you find a passion or something that you're good at, then you can actually just cultivate that even more. And that's important. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel it's very important to be able to find something that you like. Like, you know, no matter who you are, everybody likes something. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody likes something. So I think at the end of the day, it's like to find that thing that you like, that actually brings joy to you, or that actually puts a smile on your face, that's not so much of a task to do, you know, and it's like, oh, I actually like this, you know, like this makes me feel glad. I think that you're going to find success in that, because that is something that can transition into your work ethic. So, like, I love music, for me personally, right? I've always loved music. I love to create, and the fact that I can make music, I love it, right? It's therapeutic for me. Plenty of musicians will tell you, hey, my music is my therapy. So because of that, I was able to cultivate that into my business and then generate revenue. So that's the first step, like being passionate about something, find something that you're good at. And then the second phase of that is to develop and cultivate a plan. So what is your plan to actually succeed at what you're trying to do? That's important. That's really important. So I feel like cultivating and developing a plan, how to actually get from point A to point B, and then C, D, and just all the way down the line. I say from point A to point B is because a lot of times everything is stages. So nothing necessarily happens overnight. You know, people, they see people that are successful, whether it be athletes, musicians, LeBron James, Nas, Jay-Z, all these successful people, but they never see the losses. Like, they never really see, like, the losses that led up to where they are right now in their life. So I think that that's important, to give yourself time, and with your plan, to be realistic, not to be unrealistic and just try to fast track things, but actually be realistic about where you're going, how long it's going to take you to get there, and then do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? So the plan is important. And then in addition to that, the execution of that plan. A lot of people have plans, but if you're not able to execute what you're trying to do, well, then that's a problem, right? Like, you're not really making progress the way that you should. So, you know, I always tell people all the time, it's like, at the end of the day, make sure that you are on the path of executing what you need to do with your plan, because at the end of the day, it's like, that'll take you where you have to go, right? And then the most essential part of all of this process is to repeat. So persistence wears down resistance. Anything that you want in life, any obstacles, any goals that are holding you back or preventing you from getting to where you want to go, you have to remain persistent. You know, if you hang around the basket long enough, you're going to get a rebound. That's one of my favorite sayings, right? So just the act of staying in the game and just staying persistent, being passionate, finding a plan, executing that plan, and repeating that process, you start to build up success, right? And that's what it's about. It's like, you know, a lot of people say, man, I got $1 million in my brain. I just got to figure out a way to get it out. And you can. But you got to take the time to actually think about it. Like, where are you going? Where have you been in relation to where you're going? Have you made progress, or is your life stagnant? And are you feeling frustrated? Do you feel like you never have enough money, never have enough time? You don't like where your life is at right now? The good news is that you can change that. That's the good news. The good news is that you can change it. It's within your reach. All you have to do is make up your mind to change that. So once again, man, just, it's $1 million, multi-$1 million within your brain. Everyone listening to this podcast right now, and I know it, because if you didn't have ambition, you wouldn't be here listening right now. So make sure that you focus and you do what you have to do to execute. All right. So once again, this was the Diagnosis of Success podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Hunter. And as always, thanks for listening. Much success.
They seem wrong. Never gon' lose, that's my theme song. I'm just to kill any jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing.